All right, folks, I have a little info about that song. You just heard Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. So there was a 16-year-old girl named Jeanette Clark. She went out on a date in Barnesville, Georgia on December 22nd, 1962, the Saturday before Christmas. She was with a group of friends in a 1954 Chevrolet. J.L. Hancock, also 16, was driving the car in a heavy traffic and while traveling on Highway 341. They collided with a trailer truck. Jeanette, the driver, and another teenager were killed, and two other teens in the car were seriously injured. Most had been students at Gordon Military College. It was a terribly gory accident and provoked an intense reaction in Barnesville. Living about 15 miles away in an old shack for which he was paying $20 a month rent was Wayne Cochran, a white R&B singer and composer. Wayne saw accident after accident on the busy stretch of highway on which he lived. He had written a song about all the accidents and left it unfinished until he heard about the tragedy in Barnesville. He completed this song and dedicated it to the memory of Jeanette Clark. He called it Last Kiss. Wayne sang the song locally, and when people liked it, he recorded it for Gala Records label. I'm not sure where Gala Records is located. And then some time passed. I guess it didn't really sell well. I think he took it around to other labels. And then finally, the record was released as Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers on the Josie label. It entered the charts in September 1964 and was a huge success, reaching number 2 on the Billboard Top 40 charts. And Wayne Cochran, who performed on Jackie Gleason's television show in Miami in the 60s and is now a preacher. So I guess he's not composing anymore. He's a man of God if he's still alive. I'm not sure. I got this off the internet, so I'm not sure when it was written. So either way, you just heard Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, which was in 1964. And then starting off, my car crash set was Car Crash by the Cadets, which was 1960. And the Cadets are a Los Angeles doo-wop band, so I just want to throw that out because I've been playing some, I think maybe 4 or 5 of the songs I'm playing today or at least that I know of, are Los Angeles doo-wop or black vocal groups. And obviously there's really great car songs coming out of Los Angeles, for obvious reasons. Either way, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, and you're listening to my automobile show. And you just heard my car crash set. And next up is going to be my Root set. So starting that off is going to be Root 66 by Nelson Riddle. My track lists are a little funny. Some music that a friend has given me. So I'm pretty sure this is the correct song. It's an instrumental, but it's called Root 66. So it kind of fits in with the genre of the show. So either way, Root 66 by Nelson Riddle is next.
Thank you. come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Right out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso.
Was Route 90 by Clarence Garlow, and starting off that route set was Route 66. Starting off that set was Route 66 by Nelson Riddle. Instrumental. I don't know if he took a road trip on Route 66, and that was his kind of, I don't know, loose interpretation of his drive. I really don't know what the story is, but I guess I played it because it kind of loosely affiliated with my automobile show today. And that was the only other Root song that I had, so I guess it fit in with the set. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you're tuning into my automobile show today. And it looks like I'm going to be ending my show. I'm sorry, not my show, I guess this automobile show. I've got one more set, and then I've got some other music that I'll just be playing afterwards. So I'm going to end the automobile show with my road song set. And let's see. Next up, it's going to be 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, I open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a-checking on down the line.
books away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's up blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
Now I'm up here in San Francisco, rope beating busted in.
right. That wasn't exactly a road song. That was My Girl Back in L.A. by Bob Starr, which I just thought it would follow nicely with Hitchhike by the Rolling Stones, because they too talk about a girl back in Los Angeles. And starting off that road song set was 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley. And that set's also kind of dedicated to my friend and Mr. Wiggles. He understands what all the songs mean. Anyways, that set ended my automobile show. So we had some road songs, we had a Cadillac set, we had a car crash set, Root set, and some other car songs, some good stuff. But I guess that's all I have in terms of car songs. And then what I'm going to do next is there was two records that I wanted to play during my all-girls show, but I couldn't squeeze them in. The two records are by this one vocal group, and I wanted to give the info behind it, and I couldn't do it all in the shows because they were jam-packed. So I'm going to do it today since I have the time. So I'm going to read a little bit. So it's about the Babettes. In an era dominated by male groups, it took an unlikely quintet of public school teens to show the world that a female group could succeed. The Babettes were the first female group to have both a top 10 hit and a number one R&B record. It all started as a pastime for 8 girls ranging in the age from 9 to 11 in New York's Harlem. Schoolmates that began singing in the glee club of PS 109 in 1955. Calling themselves the Harlem Queens, they began by doing local amateur nights. Gradually over the next 2 years, the octet shrunk to a quintet. After appearing at the Apollo Theater's famed amateur night, they didn't win. They broadened their already growing following. Soon thereafter, James Daly took over the group's management. Feeling that the Harlem Queens wasn't an appropriate name for 5 girls in their early teens, he changed the name to the Babettes. The group had already written a few songs, and one of which was the legendary Mr. Lee, who was actually a teacher of some of the Babettes. I'm going to read more, but I have no idea what he taught, and I really am curious if he was, like, their history teacher or even possibly their music teacher. Anyways, I have no idea who he was. He could have been, you know, maybe a white teacher, possibly. Anyways, the group's first single was released in June 1957. Although the lyrics speak glowing of Mr. Lee, the original lyrics were not the least bit flattering. The girls had an immense dislike for the teacher, and the song was originally written as a put-down, which is why it's, I really would like to know what he was their teacher for. But anyways, that's kind of unknown to me. But if anyone knows, they can email me and let me know. At the request of Atlantic's A&R executives, the group revised the lyrics to make it more commercial or possibly less controversial. Mr. Lee became the best-known teacher in America as the record went top 10 in July 1957. Mr. Lee also spent 4 weeks at the top of the R&B charts. During this time, the girls were doing one-dayers, theater bookings, since they were too young to do club dates or one-nighters. Let's see. Their last recording session for Atlantic in February 1959 included the sequel to Mr. Lee, which was I Shot Mr. Lee. This time the girls got to say what they felt about him. However, Atlantic shelved it and released You Are My Sweetheart, a nice but undistinguished doo-wop ballad, which failed on the charts. So there I'm going to stop. I'm going to play Mr. Lee, which is 1957, and then following that, I'm going to play I Shot Mr. Lee, which they later recorded on another label in 1960, and then I'm going to read a little more. So let me just cue it up. Okay, so here we go, Mr. Lee by the Babettes.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
You got those lyrics. They say shot him in the head, boom boom. It's hilarious. Anyways, so let's see. The Bobettes left Atlantic and signed with Triple X. Their first release, I Shot Mr. Lee, shot to the top of the charts, forcing Atlantic to release the original version. The Triple X record peaked at 52 on the national charts. This incident more than likely helped institute the so-called five-year clause in recording artist contracts, in which an artist could not record the same song for another company for a minimum of 5 years. So the Bobettes would go on to record with other labels and do other things. They moved on to Diamond Records. Before their first Diamond release, they sang backup for Johnny Thunder on Loop de Loop, their last chart record and second top 10 hit. And they actually didn't get credit for it. I have that record, and I didn't even realize that they were the backup vocalist for that record. In 1964, the group recorded Love That Bomb for the motion picture Dr. Strangelove while continuing to record unsuccessfully for Diamond. The Bobettes remained together through the 70s, doing oldies, revival, touring the United States and England. And obviously, I'm assuming they're not together anymore, but obviously they leave a good legacy behind. And so, yes, Mr. Lee and I Shot Mr. Lee, two really great records. And I don't know if I Shot Mr. Lee was the original lyrics when they had originally wrote Mr. Lee. I'm not quite sure what the song was. But either way, that's quite interesting. And I tried doing some research trying to find something out if the girls ever did an interview and actually talked about the teacher, about who he was, but I didn't really find anything. So if anybody knows, you can email me at lostinparadise@killradio.org and let me know if they know anything about this mystery teacher. Either way, I really wanted to play that last week for my all-girls show, but couldn't squeeze it in, so did it today. I hope you enjoyed that little story info and whatnot. Great music. So I still have some time, and luckily I brought some more music with me. So next up, I'm just going to be playing just some regular old music. Let's see. I've got Casting My Spell on You by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
A black cat, cave bat, threw him in the pop, pop, pop. hollow snake, a green snake, tied him in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hog's jaw, a dog's paw, hung him on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pair, made a pretty sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. Casting my spell on you. You never, never be untrue. Hey! Tooth, an old shoe, hit them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, dry fish, made a pretty sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, frog's leg, laid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu tattoo, genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'll never, never be untrue.
The blue one is my mother's. The yellow one is my brother's. Mine must have gone with the wind. It's a Monday, isn't it? Oh, I have an English exam today. I wish I had Paul McCartney to help me. Just to annoy the neighbors who are always complaining. What about a good Elvis Presley? Oh, but the only thing he can say is a bop, bam, a loo, bop, bop, bam, oh, wow. A little water on my face and off I go. Belly by silver, I know. I'm feeling better and almost on my way. Where shall I wear today? Which sweater shall I wear today? The blue one? The red one? The blue one? The red one? The red one? The red.
Right, that was 7 a.m. by Jacqueline Taib, if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Before that was I Don't Need You No More by The Sparkles. And starting off that set was Casting My Spell on You by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well as you can check me out or listen to me on your leisure by going to the Kill Radio website and checking out my uploaded archives. Some people have emailed me before that it's a little difficult to navigate, but there's a couple of boxes down at the bottom of the webpage, and you'll see, I don't know, like recent or current uploads. I'm not quite sure what it says, or there's a little box that says archives, and you can push browse, and you can browse all the uploaded shows. But you can email me if you have any problems at lostinparadise@killradio.org. And either way, today I started off with an automobile show, and I only had so much music, so now I'm just playing my regular old stuff, just mixing it up a little bit, and had a little special treat about the history behind the Babettes, which was kind of fun. And then next week I may be doing some clothes sets, if that made sense. I've got tons of songs about people, or at least garage songs about boys singing about girls' mini skirts and stuff along those lines, so I'll be playing some of that next week as well as some other stuff, so please tune in. And I've got a little more time, so let's see, next up I think I'll play Big Chief Hug a Man and Kiss Him by Jimmy Shaw.
Well, I'm Big Chief, hug him and I kiss him. Me make his sweet lips cool like a dove. Me got him kiss about like a electric wire. I am the king of the world, they call me
Big Chief, hug him.
Whoa!
Baby,
that sweet talk, put down Tommy Hawk.
Your baby down by the creek. You're gonna come running to me by the shoulder. Get you to me. Gonna put your power wild for a week. But baby, oh, 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 really hot. Oh, you gonna bring your mouth. Told him, gonna meet your baby down by the beach. You're gonna come a running to me by the shore.
don't bring your mama. Well, I'm big cheap above a man. I guess I'm getting rich. I'm taking food here behind a bug. Me make a big sensation on the river, baby. I am the king of love. Cause now I thank you.
That was Senorita Juanita by, or vocals, Harold Tidwell, backed up by Errol Hooker and his band. Before that was Bamboo Rock and Roll by the Nightcaps. Before that was Gino is a Coward by Gino Washington. And starting off that set was Big Chief Hug a Man and Kiss Him by Jimmy Shaw. I think that's a really great way to end my show today. So you've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me at your leisure by going to the Kill Radio homepage and checking out my archived shows. And tune in next week. There'll be some more great music from the 50s and 60s, maybe even back to the 1930s. Who knows? I'm a little all over the place. Anyways, yes, and if you're just kind of tuning in, you can also check out today's show. I always record my shows and then upload them to the website. And if you have any questions or any problems, please email me at lostinparadise@killradio.org. And I guess that's all the info for today. And I'm just going to kick over to the archives for now. And hopefully you'll tune in next week.